went in. And Shmuel lo yayil kaimei the Rav Asi. Shmuel didn't want to go in before Rav Asi went in. And Rav Asi lo yayil kaimei the Rav. Rav Asi didn't want to go in before Rav went in. So kids, all three of them were outside the door arguing in who should go in first, who should go in last. So Amri, they said between the three of them, Man Nisrach, who should go in last? So they said, Nisrach Shmuel. Let Shmuel stay out, let Shmuel go in last. Venesi Rav Rav Asi. And Rav Rav Asi were going together. Because really Shmuel was the youngest. That's where he stood out, he went in last. Now, for the more of Nisrach Rav, how come Rav didn't go in last? Oy Rav Asi. So more so like this, that really Rav Milsa Biyamu the Ovalel Shmuel. That really Rav, when he first said, I don't want to go in, he was just trying to act nice to Shmuel. Because really Shmuel, Rashi says, was Kotan Shevakulam Hoya. Really Shmuel was the youngest. So therefore really it was fitting that Shmuel should go in last. And that's why he went in last. Because at the beginning, Rav wanted to act nice to Shmuel, the Gemara says, Mishum Duhu Maisad Lataya. Because there once happened a story that Rav gave a curse by mistake to Shmuel. Rashi says, Maisel Taylor Shmuel Bishwana Shrosh. Gemara on Shabbos, that he by mistake he gave a curse to Shmuel. So because of that, Rav wanted to act nice to him now. But really it was only fitting that Shmuel should go in last because he was the youngest. So Gemara says, Adabra Rav Olei. So they were talking about this. Rashi Atinu Olei Linoi by covenant. They want to give respect one to the other. Adahoch and Vioch, in the meantime, while the three of them were arguing outside, should we go into the Shalom Zochranat? Is also Shunru, a cat came. He snipped off the hand of the kid. So the cat was running outside now with the kids, a hand. Is there kota liyod the yanuka? So Norfolk Rav went out when he saw the smice of a dorsh and made a drush like this. Chotel, a cat. Mutal ahorga, you're allowed to kill a cat if you see it. Vyosal kaimi, not allowed to keep a cat in your house. Vyain by mishum gezli, if you go steal it from somebody, there's no way to gezli, you're not allowed to own it. Vyain by mishum ashavas aved labailim. If somebody loses his cat, he's not supposed to return it to the Bailam. There's no mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. His Rav got very angry at cats. He saw the way a cat came out with a kid's arm, so he told the halacha, we have to kill them. You're allowed to kill them now. Furthermore, Nakasha, why does Rav say so many things here? The kivon diamater mutal horgoi, since you say you're allowed to kill it, my niyosu aslakaim, what do you got to tell me you're allowed to keep? You're not allowed to keep it. So Moreh says, Poshit, Mal, that I would have thought to say, Mutal Horgoy. That's all the message means to say. If you want, you're allowed to kill a cat. But he's Surah Lekha. But maybe there's no issue in keeping him. Kamash will know that you're not allowed to keep him either. Amri was said, V'chivon di Amrit, ain't by Mishum Gezel. Since he says somebody steals it, there's no issue in Gezel. If so, Mani Yusu, ain't by Mishum Hashem Zaveda. Lebailim, why do you have to tell me there's no mitzvah to return it to the Bailim? Shita. Like the Bailim doesn't own it. Om Ravina Li Oroy, the Chiddush is for the skin. Let's say you found a dead cat. And the question is, you have to return the skin of the cat to the owner. That's the shaila. Is there a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, a dead cat? You find a dead cat in the street, and he has his thing there saying, I belong to so and so. You have to return him. So Rav says, no, you don't have to return him anymore. There's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda upon a dead cat. Neisvei Avakasha. Says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, Megadlin Klovim Koifrim. You're allowed to raise these village dogs, the chasulim and cats, the kupin and monkeys. The chudas anoyim, the same type of creature, chudas anoyim, let it raise. Mevnesha asun anakras abayis, these things are made to clean out the house. So you are allowed to raise a cat. And here Rav says it's also to raise a cat. So Mursa Lakash, there's no stira. Ho bi uchmo ho bi chiyuroi. A black one is okay, but a white one is dangerous. Rashi says, chiyuroi muid lahazik odim. A white cat is a dangerous cat. You're supposed to kill him, and don't hold him, don't hold on to him. But this Meister Rav saw this black cat coming out with the kid's hand. Because even a black cat is also dangerous. And the Gemara knows, he was a black one, but his mother was a white one. So therefore, he's still a mazik. For the Gemara knows, for me, boy, le Ravina, really asks this for a question. The boy, Ravina has a shayla. Uchma b'achiyuri, you have a black cat now that came from a mama that was a white one. So, ma, what's the locha? Are you allowed to use them or not? So here we're saying it's also. The Mara says no. Kimi boy the Ravina. What Ravina have a shayla? The uchma bach yura bar uchma. That the middle one was not normal. It's a black cat now that its mother was a white one, but its mother was a black one. So therefore it's okay. But Maisa the Rav was Biyochma Bachiura Bachiura Heve. Here was a black cat that came from a white one, it came from a white one. So there the pshat is, really it's a white cat. Therefore it's a dangerous one, it's a killer, and you have to kill him first. You're supposed to get rid of him. Omer Rav Acha Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Ada Bar Papa. The Yarmulan, some say no, it's like this. That Omer Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Chia Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Acha Bar Papa. The Yarmulan, some say no, it's like this. The Yarmulan, that Omer Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Acha Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Chanina Bar Papa. That Masriya Malachichuch B'Shabbos. You're allowed to raise, make a big tumult in shul if there's a plague going on, an itch. If an itch is going around town, Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Masriya means betzibur. Uvetchino, uveshoifres, uvechatsois, uvechatsatainis. And the Gemara Tainis says, when a big tsar comes upon the city, she allowed a mamish, like, make big koilas there, with shoifres and chatsois, even on Shabbos. Now, Chichu Rashi says, shchin. It's a pipe of boil. Shemeschache chodem olov, it makes you itch, it gives a big, makes you want to scratch. So if it is a big sorrow, it's allowed to be masriyan even on Shabbos. Videlis hananeles, a door that was closed, you should not live in Mehera Tiftach. It won't open up so fast anymore. We'll still see what that means. If you once had good luck, now you have bad luck, then won't get it back so fast. Rashi, Videlis hananeles, Rashi says, al odo miyos matliach. If the door is closed on you, it means yatzlach is going away, you're not doing so good a business anymore. It's live in Mehera Tiposach. You won't get good so fast. Rashi says, Nafkamino, Liafushib Rachman. Nafkamino is you have to daven very hard now. Don't think to say, I'm just doing bad now for one day, but tomorrow I'll make it up. Shno, if the mazel goes down, you have to be misfollowed to Hashem a lot for it. All right, turn over. Da lokeyach bayis beretz Yisrael. Somebody buys a house in Eretz Yisrael. Koysvun olavoyin afilu b'Shabbos. You can write a star on it even on Shabbos. If you buy a house from a goy in Eretz Yisrael, so even on Shabbos, you'll have to write up the star. We'll soon see. Meisvei habakasha. It says you have a sharp peronius. All other type of plagues. Hamas rakshas that come a boyas ala tibor could go in chichuch of itch or the boil. Rels chagav locust. Rels zavuv for insects. Tira hornets. V'yatush. Vishaluch nechoshim, and the snakes come, the akrovim, scorpions. Lehoyo masroim, you don't now let them make a masroim. Because you're not allowed to blow the shofaros and the chatzotzrois. Elatzoikin, you're only allowed to daven, that's all. And here we're saying now, for this chichuch, you're allowed to be masroim. Lekasha, kan blach kan b'yovish. One is white, one is wet, and one is dry. Dry is much worse, then you're allowed to even be masroim. The Yom Rishur Malevi, Shchin Shevikosh Bocha Mitzriim, Lach Mimachutz, Vyomish Mimifnim. It was wet outside, but dry inside. Shinemar, Vyishchin Abavu, as Parech Bodem, who were Behema. Therefore, that's a dangerous one. Then you'll have even Masriya on Shabbos. Now, Vedela Sanil is a door that's closed. Lebim Heimati Postach, it won't open up so easily. Mahi, what does that mean? Mazut Rama Smicha. Means if somebody went to get Smicha, and he flunked his test, he didn't get Smicha, so he's not going to get it so easy. It's not going to come back again so fast. Rav Ashi Yoma Kol Amarian Loi. Somebody has a bad mazel now. Something's going bad for you. Loi v'meheru mativin loi. It doesn't change over so fast. So Rashi said the Nachmina is you have to know you better start davening hard. Rav Acha Midifto Amar Liyor Lame Mativin Loi. No, it'll never become good for you anymore. For the more of a loi, it's not v'loi. It's not true. Rav Acha Midifto Milsi Nashu Diyom. Just saying over what happened to him. Mashmi once had a bad mazel and stayed with him. But normal, it's possible the bad mazel will go away. Now, v'lokeich b'ayis b'eretz Yisrael, koysu v'nolo v'ayno afilu b'shabbis, for the Gemara b'shabbis, how could you write a star on Shabbos and this is the Raisa? Elo radik v'yom arov ha'osom, the v'ayno nochri v'yoyse, nochri is allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. So, chinami, ayno nochri v'yoyse, allowed to tell a goy to write up the star mechira for you on Shabbos. The chiddush is v'yaf agav diamilu nochi shmosi. Even though right tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos is awesome with the rabbonin, so it's also tell a goy to write up a shtar mechira for you. But mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael agozav a rabbonin. Here we're talking about you buying this field off a goy, so you want to make sure the goy doesn't go back on it, and it's a mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael to take away the property from the goyim. Therefore, you're allowed to have the shtar written up even on a Shabbos through a goy. Amar Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, halakeich ir eretz Yisrael. Somebody buys the whole city in Eretz Yisrael.
Kaifa noisa likach lo derech. You also have to buy the roads to come into the city. Me'abaru chaser, or all four sides around it. Mishem yishev Eretz Yisrael, to make a yishev people be able to go through the city in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good yishev for Eretz Yisrael.
Now, the Gemara we had before about the cat, Lamais has brought down Alocho, Lav Dafka, about a black cat or a white cat. But Lamais, if you have a cat that's bad, it does damage, like a case where a cat here where it ate the arm of a kid, so that's the Alocho that you're allowed to kill the cat. There's no mitzvah to return it to the Bailim. There's no mitzvah Hashavra on it. But mashmah only if the cat's a wild cat, that the cat does damage. But on a tame cat, that the cat does not do damage, then you do not have to kill it, and then mashmah you would be able to raise it. Now the same halacha is also brought down about a dog, that the Merav paskens that also legaba kill of ra, you're not allowed to raise a bad dog, elim kemu asor, b'shalshelas shabaz, unless you tie it up with metal chains. But if you need it to protect you, if you live in a city that's near the borders, then you're allowed to, that you're supposed to keep it tied up by day and night time, let it go. But Lamaisa, it depends. If the dog is a wild dog, a dog that can harm people, then the Churitz Asa. However, the dog is not a harmful dog, then Mashmeh would be Mutter. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding daf pay aleph really. That's the bottom Gemara just says again. Tana Rabbonin from pay on the base. Tana Rabbonin asara tenoyim hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 tenoyim when they first came.